Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keyes and the Hollywood Mummy by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Prologue. If I'd asked Grams if I could go, she would have said, "Over my dead body." But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I had to go. I mean, it's one thing to hurt my feelings. It's another to hurt Grams. And after Grams came back from visiting Lady Lana, after I'd heard about the things my mother had said and the things she'd done, I knew someone had to do something. And the only someone I could think of was me. And once I started thinking about going, well, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then, when Marissa said, "Oh, let me come with you," there was no turning back. We were on our way to Hollywood. 1. I couldn't exactly walk from Santa Martina to Hollywood. Couldn't fly, either. Not with the amount of money I had jingling in my jeans, anyway. And since I'm not old enough to drive and didn't want to jump a freight train or a hitchhike, there was really only one way out of Santa Martina. The bus. I'd never been on the bus before. Neither had Marissa. Me, I'd never even been out of Santa Martina. Sure, when Lady Lana was still around, she'd drive me up to Santa Luisa once in a while. But I'm talking out of town. Really out of town. I'd never been. Marissa McKenzie, on the other hand, has been everywhere.